Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
What did you make of the Illinois Fighting Illini's 72-69 win over Iowa State last night, sending them to their first Elite Eight since 2005? Do the Illini have a chance against UConn on Saturday? And what are the other games you're most looking forward to over the weekend?
Well, they obviously have a chance, but it's a slim one. And I don't think that UConn looks like a team that is slowing up or letting down. Danny Hurley has his team playing at a high level, and they're rolling right along. I think, was that the ninth straight victory in the NCAA tournament of double digits or more for UConn? So Illinois seems to be next. Yeah, they are rolling. If you're UConn, you feel good about their chances at repeating or at least getting back to the final game or final four. Illinois, if it ends, then they had a very good season where they got the most out of that roster. They endured some adversity, and they have dealt with some distractions that continue to be something that hangs over the program right now. Terrence Shannon Jr. has been one of the best players in the tournament, and he still is doing this with the court date looming in May for a rape charge in Kansas. So there's a lot going on with the Illinois program. They have managed to compartmentalize and play a high quality of basketball. They may not have anything they can do, though, to beat UConn. The game I'm looking forward to the most isn't that one. It's Purdue-Gonzaga. I think that's the one that right now you look at 6:40 tonight and you think, yeah, that's a great matchup. The best player in the tournament, in Zach Edey, or maybe the most unstoppable player in the tournament, against the guy who could be the best coach left in the field, in Mark Few. What can he do to stop Zach Edey? And the other one, I'm on to see Marquette. I'm very curious to see how Marquette plays and whether or not they can be a Final Four team, not only beating NC State, but what can they do in the Elite Eight, because that would be a good story as well. So Illinois, I think they run out of luck, or their season ends this weekend, a good one. But I'm looking most forward to probably the other bracket.
There is a chance. I mean, I make two sheets overall. Now, the one I have is, I do have UConn and Illinois playing against each other, and then one I have UConn winning, and then one against my friends, I got Illinois winning against that one, just to be different. So, it's a chance. It's going to be tough, because, like, watching that game, they looked like they had the game plan all laid out for Iowa State. They were up early. They knew they was going to come back. The one thing you got to do, you got to really attack the boards against this UConn team. If you do that, and then you got to make sure you make your free throws. They are struggling to meet the Illini in their free throws. If you don't get that going, you got to pretty much play
a perfect game.
Damn near perfect in order to beat this UConn team. Because after that, if they beat Illinois, it's easy for them to get to the national championship game. I think this is their last toughest opponent in the Illini. Other matchups I'm interested in is Purdue. I want to see him go against Gonzaga. I would say this. I thought they was going to get upset early with Purdue. I'm not a fan of Purdue overall. I do like Zach Edey, though. But at the same time, I mean, I got to give them credit. They've been playing pretty well. I'm very interested to see them advance, because I want to see them go against, like, Tennessee and see where that goes.
Yeah, I think that's great. I agree with you. I got to be honest with you. Purdue Gonzaga doesn't do much for me. Purdue against Tennessee Creighton winner is going to be a phenomenal game. And I think that's That's the game. Purdue should beat Gonzaga. Gonzaga feels right now like they had an unbelievable tournament because they won a couple games. Purdue has to make the Final Four with the 7-4 center or their season's a bust. They've got to get there. And I think that Tennessee-Creighton will be a hell of a game. And the winner of that game, I think it's going to be Tennessee. I think that would be a really good game this weekend. I'm looking forward to that. I'm with you on Marquette. You know, I hope John Shire wins, but I think Houston's going to win. And I think that the Marquette-Houston game would be well worth watching. And I think the same thing with the other side of the bracket is going to be a ton of fun. Can I say Oski Wawa? I don't know if I'm allowed to anymore, but go Illini. I really hope that they play what has to be a perfect game. And I mean every possession. They got to knock down all their shots. They got to make their free throws. There is no room for any kind of error against this UConn team. And there's going to be a moment where they're coming at you and they're building momentum and you're going to have to stay in the game if you're going to beat this team. UConn has looked so much better than everybody else. And I know you can argue about the level of competition, beating a 16 seed, who have they really run over. But they've been running over the world. They've been putting together these double-digit. They're playing as well as a team has played in the tournament. So if indeed they you can play a perfect game and put a scare in them, then maybe you find out something. You know, when you see a team winning, how many points have they won by? It's like it's outrageous. That means they're not challenged. And if you can somehow challenge them, then you're going to find out who they are. Because maybe, just maybe, they're going to melt in the moment. And that would be a wonderful thing. I really hope Illinois gives them all they can handle. I thought they played a great game yesterday.
No doubt about it.
Right on it.
Has his team ready to go at the right time.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.